Well, President Obama's signature environmental regulation is on trial this week before the U.S. Court of Appeals for the D.C. Circuit. The president's Clean Power Plan requires that power plants cut greenhouse gas emissions by 32% from 2005 levels by the year 2030. But a coalition of states led by West Virginia says the rule violates states' rights and will kill jobs. Supporters, including the New York Power Authority, say the Clean Power Plan is necessary to fight climate change. Ellen Gilmer is a reporter for Energy Wire. Ellen, what has this consortium of power plants, companies, states against the Clean Power Plan argued so far in court?
So far, they've argued that EPA doesn't have the authority to craft this regulation, to enforce this regulation. They say that the Clean Air Act limits EPA to only regulating emissions that happen at actual power plants, whereas the Clean Power Plan uses an array of different devices to achieve these goals for cutting emissions. So the Clean Power Plan relies on energy efficiency. It encourages switching to natural gas burning instead of coal for electricity.
Yeah. And what's the argument for the rules? I find it fascinating that some are comparing it to the federal government's right to demand that people react to people with disabilities. The American Disabilities Act has come up.
So the ADA comparison comes in the whole question of what does the federal government have authority to do versus what do states have authority to do? The states and industry groups that are against the rule say that EPA is commandeering state governments to achieve federal goals. In court yesterday, some of the judges brought up the Americans with Disabilities Act. That's a federal law that requires private industry and states to take some action to achieve federal goals. Some of the judges were saying, isn't the Clean Power Plan doing essentially the same thing? Industry and states who are against the rule would say, no, the Clean Power Plan goes much further in meddling in state affairs.
Yeah. We understand both sides are also pointing to previous legislation that said that the federal government can't demand something that's transformative, that drastically changes what states do. What is each side saying in response to that?
So that's a really important question. And it's not whether the federal government can or cannot demand it. It's that an agency regulation can only do that if Congress has specifically said so, if Congress specifically told EPA. The legal language is whether Congress gave a clear statement. So there's debate over just how clear such a statement would have to be. EPA would say that the Clean Air Act does have that clear statement, that the Clean Air Act was designed so that EPA could respond to harmful pollutants. Industry would argue that this rule goes way beyond what the Clean Air Act ever would have anticipated.
Right. They're also arguing whether or not this is hugely transformative. I mean, some states are saying it's really not. It's not that big an ask. It won't transform how we operate. But other states like West Virginia, which has such a big coal industry, is saying it is transformative.
That's true. There's a lot of disagreement on that fact. The EPA and states, and there are also several power companies that are supporting the rule, they say this merely accelerates the downward trend that's already happening in terms of coal-fired power plants and reliance on those plants. There were a group of power companies making that point yesterday, saying we're already diversified. We already have investments in renewables and natural gas-fired plants. This is what industry is doing. This is business as usual. The other side would say, of course, that this is too much, and some states just simply won't be able to achieve it.
Yeah. This case is fascinating on so many levels, including that one of the lawyers arguing against the president's rules is his former mentor at Harvard, Lawrence Tribe. But in the meantime, what's the sense that you're getting from the judges and their questions that they're asking?
The judges are extremely well prepared on this issue. The D.C. Circuit handles a lot of Clean Air Act cases, so they know how the statute works. They know the nitty-gritty. Judges yesterday were debating each other on congressional intent, which is, you know, a highly technical issue. They really read the briefs and were engaged. The judges seem to agree with EPA on a lot of points, but were highly skeptical of EPA on some issues. It's tough to say how the case will turn out, but certainly there are some threshold issues the court is going to grapple with before it can reach a decision.
We should say all 10 of the court's judges wanted to preside because it's such a big deal. I mean, President Obama's climate legacy at stake. Whether or not the judges rule for or against the president's Clean Power Plan, is it assumed this is going to the Supreme Court?
It's probably going up to the Supreme Court. Both sides have promised that if they lose at the D.C. Circuit, they're taking it up to the Supreme Court.
Yeah. Ellen Gilmer, a legal reporter with Energy Wire. Ellen, thanks so much.
Absolutely.